Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Weekly. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and I'm pleased to be with you. Today, we're talking with Caleb Walker from With You, With Me, and we're talking about a very special event. I'm really excited about it. It's called a design sprint. Caleb, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, John. I've been traveling around the world, spreading the word about talent mobilization and building digital solutions. So it's been pretty good.
Yeah, I'll bet. Like I'm really excited about this design sprint and to be part of it. Vanguard Magazine is obviously going to be covering off the whole thing. But before we kick into that, why don't you, for our listenership and our readership, tell us about the design sprint and how it came about and what its objectives are?
Yeah, well, essentially what we found is when we're working with a lot of different customers, or a lot of different organizations that want to mobilize, you can tell that they want to fix problems, but they don't know how to eat the elephant, and it's kind of like a too much for them to bite into. And so what we do with the design sprint is we try and break down like what a problem is or what a business process is, and kind of, you know, obviously design what a solution could be or how we're supposed to tackle it before we even start talking about the technology solutions that can really be used to solve the problem. And if you get the right people that know the business that they're trying to fix or the organization they're trying to work with, it can be really to get them to go through their business process to fix it, it can be pretty powerful.
I think it's a great idea. And, you know, Canadian Government Executive, our sister media property, has a bit of a role in supporting this as well. And the idea is, with regards to digital strategies, there are challenges that are similar within the defense space as it is within a lot of the other public sector departments, and people need to talk more and have the benefit of hearing different ideas. I mean, there's a lot of great, intelligence in these departments, and they're all experts, of course. But sometimes just having the dialogue or hearing a different perspective or having somebody present a different solution can make all the difference in solving the challenges that somebody has or in their department at that time. So it's a great sharing of the knowledge as well. Tell us a little more about the breakdown about how this works, because it's kind of it sounds like it's kind of a hackathon, but it's so much more.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I guess to kind of feed off what you were just saying, though, first is that pretty much most of the different people I talk to around, they're like, where do I get started? How do I, what's my first step? And what we try and do is upskill people on business architecture or business process and try and get their own people in their own organization to know how to map out how their organization does its business. So that's pretty critical, because then they can work out what they could be automating, what could they be improving, or if this is even a good business process. It's before you even throw the technology in there, you want to work out how does this business process work, and does it make sense? Is it even a good business process, and should we automate it and augment it and improve it to make us more effective? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because you're getting a chance to beta test different ideas before you actually implement them and learn the lessons on the fly or the mistakes as well, right?
Yeah. For the week, what we're going to be doing is, first, we're going to be understanding under what the users need, what the user journey is. One example is a solution we just built. Was the Ukrainian refugees solution, where they can log in and put their information in and try and put their refugee application in while they're in Poland or in Eastern Europe. And then they can track, when you're trying to find their user experience, not only are you trying to work out how to make the application easier, but then you start adding aspects to it that would really help their user story, like linking up their movements, tracking where they are as they're moving towards Canada, and also tracking families that want to support them on the other end. And so, you know, it's like understanding the user experience, their needs, their pain points, and their context is pretty important, because then it focuses the design sprint. And another example would be, you know, like one of the examples we had was we were talking to an indigenous community, and they hadn't automated or brought a digital solution to their billing for a daycare. Essentially, the user experience of all the parents and the families was that they had to go to the daycare, pick up the invoice, and then they had to drive from the daycare to another location to pay the invoice, and then they had to drive back to give back the receipt. And so, you know, it's basically consumes about 45 minutes, so a month at least, to do that back and forth. You know, so that's a user experience that you want to understand as the first step to the design sprint. I can go on, but the next step would be to diverge, which would be to generate ideas and to look at different ways of approaching the problem, and to kind of get all the different ideas out there. No idea is a bad idea during that portion, and that's why it's good to have some diversity in your team. Obviously, if you're I don't know what the best example is, but if you're all thinking the same way, or if you all have the same experiences, you're not going to come up with great, you're going to come up with a certain type of ideas. But particularly in these situations, it's good to see what other departments are doing, what other government organizations are doing, what's nonprofits doing, what's business doing. That way you can kind of sketch out different ideas. And so I'll pause there before I go into the next 3 days will look like. But does that make sense so far, John?
It does. And what I like about this is it's almost like a knowledge of the village support tool that that really anybody in government can take advantage of. So from this point of view, if you're a public sector executive, doesn't matter what department, you're dealing with a challenge with technology or digital strategy, you have an opportunity to hear from people potentially from all over the world, from private and public sector. I know that Vanguard and CGE has been working with your team to, you know, survey what the key challenges are in all of these communities. So we're kind of living in these departments' skin to understand what they're wrestling with, and you have this resource. And I think there's also a technical resource too, like for the people that are doing the design sprint, to kind of learn in what other people all over the world have done or how they solve problems as well. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And to kind of go back into the public square you're talking about there, like the user stories might be, and like the individual understanding of the problem might be slightly different, but the key is that pretty much most departments are all doing a lot of the same things. And so if they can just use technical solutions that they're already working on, or they leverage technical knowledge from different software providers and vendors, so they can move faster, I think that'd be way better. And it get people mobilized a bit quicker. And what you, in a perfect world, what you try and do is just port the solution from one organization to another organization, so that they can move even faster. I think it's gone as the day where all the, you know, all the ideas, I guess, used to come from the top. Like the authority would come from like the senior level, but understanding what the user experience is, and understanding the operational business process, and understanding how to make it better, you really need people to be engaged at the leading edge. You know, an example of this would be, you know, instead of like from Ottawa for like to support CBSA, instead of from Ottawa trying to build out automation solutions or work out what they should be working on, you know, preferably you would just go straight to the border service agents that are watching the border on one of the bridges, and seeing how you improve their user experience and their user journey, and then you generate ideas of what to improve, and then decide, which is the third step, you know, to what you're going to work on. Does that make sense so far?
It does. I want to just talk a little bit about the actual teams and how the process of the days are going to work, because for the people participating in this, I think this is a wonderful opportunity as well. And it's not limited to just one area. Anybody can register to be involved in this design sprint. How does that work? Tell us a little more about that, please.
Yeah, so they can just register on the CG website for the DX Summit. And then we'll work out what kind of how many registers we've had so far, and then put you into teams. If you want to work on a certain project together, we have a couple of examples of things that you could work on. But if you want to bring your own project, that's fine too. We'll split them up into teams so that they can kind of work together, meeting once a day, just to kind of think about this problem and push it forward.
Yeah, and as I understand it too, there's a number of vendors that are interested in supporting this and providing guidance and orientation if that's required to the design groups as well. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. So we'll be working with a few vendors to pitch ways to look at it and ideas to solve their problems that they've mapped out to make everyone's life easier.
Caleb, this is such a great idea that you and your team are doing here. I'm actually not aware of anyone else who's doing this within the Canadian marketplace, but I think it's going to go much bigger than that. What are the dates? When does the design sprint start?
Yeah, it's the 9th to the 13th of May, so it's next week. And we're looking forward to it. It's just the first iteration, so it's not going to have to be extremely enormous. But we'll learn as with any great software development, we'll kind of iterate and learn, and then iterate again. But the key here is just to show that a lot of the different people that are actually working on in the business or working in operations can actually solve their own problems. And I linked this to a Gartner statistic that came out just a few months ago, where they said by 2024, 80% of all digital solutions are going to be built out by non-IT people and by the business operations. So organizations that are trying to do something, they're going to know their business operations problem, and they're going to solve it themselves using digital solutions. And this is how you get at it, is by doing design sprints to work out what that could look like.
It really is leading edge. It's a different way of thinking, but it's also an enhancement, and it's a tool that anybody can use to solve some of their digital strategies. So I think it's going to go very well. As I understand it, Vanguard is committed to commenting on the outcome of this and the stories throughout the year and profiling this. So Canadian Government Executive is actually going to provide an opportunity to talk about these solutions at the DX Summit. I hope people register for that and join us face-to-face to talk to some of these people and to participate and hear some of the awards that are given out. You've been listening to Vanguard Weekly. Our special guest this morning is Caleb Walker from With You With Me, and we've been talking about the design sprint that's coming up next week. Don't miss that one, and don't miss the DX Summit, which is coming on May 26th. Thanks, Caleb, for joining us.
Thanks, John.
The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Vanguard Weekly podcast series, CGE Weekly podcast series, Vanguard Radio podcast, and CGE Radio podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not represent those of Vanguard or any affiliated media products, their employees, or owners. Vanguard Magazine, Canadian Government Executive Magazine, and its affiliates are not responsible for and do not verify for accuracy any of the information contained in this podcast series. This podcast may not be copied or distributed without express written approval of Promotive Communications, Inc., PCI. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast without consent from PCI. PCI assumes no liability for activities in connection with this podcast or for use of this podcast with any other website, computer, or playing device.